One of the fun things about traveling for someone like me is seeing what kind of cameras people are shooting with. I'm in Japan this week, and I'm seeing the same kind of sea change here that we've been experiencing back home, photography-wise, and that's a surprise. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to the Talking Tech Podcast. To my listeners in the United States, you would not believe the huge crowds I'm seeing here. It's like Times Square in New York City everywhere I go. I figured I've walked by a good 50,000 people in just a few days, and believe it or not, every one of them had a camera or smartphone in their hand. Now, cameras have always played a huge role in our travels, but I've never seen it like this. Remember, it used to be that one person in the family had a camera. Now everyone does, and that's great. Smartphone cameras are by far the most dominant device here, which is a big surprise. I figured if point-and-shoot cameras could still be in use anywhere, it would be here in Japan. It's a national product, after all. Japan happens to be the country where camera giants Nikon, Canon, Sony, Panasonic, Fujifilm, Olympus, and Pentax are all based, so one might expect to see more than a handful of point-and-shoots out there. I've written at home about how the iPhone has decimated the point-and-shoot camera, making a $200 product rather irrelevant, even though I still believe you'll get better shots from a compact camera with a decent-sized lens and image sensor than a smartphone, but the smartphone is always with us and the camera isn't. Japan is a country where you can still find a payphone, where retail seems to be thriving, at least people are in the stores, and where many, many businesses refuse to accept credit cards. Some of the big, huge societal changes that we've experienced has yet to happen here. Yet, anyway. As I've been out and about visiting top tourist spots like the Fushimi Shrine, the Bamboo Forest, and the Monkey Park, well, the scene just doesn't look that different from a visit to Yellowstone National Park, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, or any other major U.S. tourist spot. It's iPhones, Samsung Galaxies, and even those big clunky iPads that I'm seeing more people shooting with than anything else. I do see many big DSLR cameras, more Canon and Nikon than any other brand, followed by a handful of Sony, Olympus, and Fujifilm models. And do you remember how many museums and many public institutions were cracking down on selfie sticks as a banned nuisance? Well, selfie sticks are alive and well here as couples and friends turn their smartphones backwards to get themselves into the shot with a scenic location, making funny faces and mugging for the camera. Finally, a newsflash update. Please, Talking Tech listeners, be careful with your selfie stick shots. Back home in Northern California, a few days ago, a woman was photographing herself doing a selfie on a bridge near Sacramento. She wasn't watching what she was doing, and she fell backwards, taking a 60-foot plunge into the river. Well, that's a selfie she'll never forget, right, folks? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today reporting from Japan, and you've been listening to Talking Tech. I'll have more episodes from the Japan adventure in the coming days. Do me a favor and don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on iTunes and Stitcher. And please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions on our iTunes page. How do you like these reports from Japan? Let me hear all about it. I'd love to get your thoughts. Thanks for listening, everyone.